After Daniel interpreted the king's vision, that is, the vision that he had about the great tree, recorded in Daniel, the fourth chapter. Sure enough, Daniel appeals to him. He says, "Break away now from your sins by doing righteousness, and from your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, in case there may be a prolonging of your prosperity." In other words, Daniel recognized that even God says things that are going to happen conditionally. He wants, the Bible says that God desires that all be saved. And yet he deals with us according to our choices. And so the Bible continues and it says all this happened in Nebuchadnezzar the king. In other words, exactly what he saw in his dream. The tree chopped down, the stump retained by two bands, bronze and iron. And the king having lycanthropic insanity, which means that a person thinks that they're an animal. The Bible says in verse 28, all this happened in Nebuchadnezzar the king. 12 months later, he was walking on the roof of his royal palace of Babylon. The king reflected and said, "Is this not Babylon the Great, which I myself have built as a royal residence by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty?" While the word was in the king's mouth, a voice came from heaven saying, "King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is declared, sovereignty has been removed from you. You'll be driven away from mankind. Your dwelling place will be with the beasts of the field. You will be given grass to eat like cattle. 7 periods of time, those would be years, will pass over you until you recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes." And immediately the word concerning Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from mankind, began eating grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. Can you imagine this? Here he was the king of Babylon, the superpower in those days. He had advisors. He had all the people surrounding him, the most intelligent people in the kingdom. And suddenly he becomes insane and begins eating grass, crawling around the ground. His hair grows long during this period. His nails grow long. And he thinks he's an animal, and he acts like an animal. Can you imagine the opportunists that want to take the throne? There are always opportunists who want to seize power. There are always people hungry for power throughout history. But the stump was retained by God's justice and mercy, the bands of iron and bronze. And some think that perhaps Daniel held the kingdom together during that time. After all, he was second in power to the king. But we don't know for sure. And the Bible says, "But at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever and ever." Then he goes on and extols the Most High. What a fascinating story. Here the king has a conversion experience. God was a big part of this experience, but he knew Nebuchadnezzar's heart. He knew what Nebuchadnezzar needed to change his attitude, to recognize that it is God, not he, Nebuchadnezzar, who does all these great things. He ends this chapter by saying, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, exalt, honor the King of heaven. For all of his works are true, his ways are just, he is able to humble those who walk in pride." God loves every person. I believe that God is looking for every excuse to save as many as possible. Some people picture God as a harsh judge. You know, idolatry is really reinventing God into something he is not. For instance, those who believe in eternal torment are reinventing God, because God has never tormented or tortured anybody. And so God is a God of love and mercy. He's looking for every excuse to save as many as possible. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.